Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier, afternoons 2 to 6. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.
You're on the couch, blowing up my phone. You don't want to come out, but you don't want to be alone. It don't take but two to have a little soiree. If you're in the mood, sit tight right where you are, babe. Cause I'll be at your door in 10 minutes. Whatever you got on, girl, stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a
coming up at 8:30, we will be joined by Boston City Councilor Nissa George as the City Council debates whether or not to fine you $1,000 for a first offense if you have a house party in South Boston, and $2,000 for the second offense and $3,000 for the third offense.
And my sources are telling me that this was a Ed Markey initiative, that he told residents to call 911 so that they could have these houses labeled as problem locations. Mm. Because what happens is a new set of renters come in and they take over some of these places and they have a bunch of parties. So instead of contacting 311, they've been encouraged to call 911. That way there is a file. So if these keep occurring, they can kick them out or do whatever.
Okay. I mean, do we not live in a city where there are an awful lot of college students
right.
who have been having house parties?
Right, because they can't go to a club?
Well, that's the issue.
Right.
Is that people are not allowed to go to, as you would say, a club or a lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're having people over their homes. And
right.
so you have 600 people who called 911 and complained about it last weekend alone. Or, as was discussed earlier, it might have been six people who called 911 100 times each.
And I'm actually going through 311 now, and there are several complaints about a heavyset older gentleman who has been attending parties uninvited throughout Southie.
Well, I mean, the doors, I mean, it's open, the music right. is loud.
They're nothing better than a house party.
Right.
Oh, is that Seven Layer Dip?
People make it sound like, is Anissa never been to a good house party?
I don't know which way Anissa stands on this.
Oh, okay. She's for the house parties.
Yeah. I mean, but again, normally what happens is if somebody, this is the way it's always been, is if somebody's having a loud party,
mm-hmm.
then you call the police and they come over and they knock on the door and they say, turn the music down, and they go away.
Mm-hmm.
They don't jam you up for $1,000.
You would think they would.
And do you think is that going to stop the parties? $1,000 fine?
No.
No, it's not, right?
Of course not.
Just going to charge more at the door.
Yeah. This is Cato. Good morning, Cato.
Morning, Greg.
What's happening?
Well, I just figured out why you're taking so long to pick out the new guest host.
Yes.
And that, it's because I think you pulled the trigger a little too quickly when you picked your last guest host.
Oh. Are you referring to
Sorry.
Wiggy?
Wiggy. I'm just kidding
he's
around.
He's right here, Wiggy.
Why, what did he say?
No.
Oh, you missed what he said?
No, I heard him say it, but I didn't know who he was referring to. I thought he was referring to, Fitzy or something.
He's referring to you.
Oh, was he? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Take the chicken minis out of your ears.
I was actually Googling chicken minis.
I finally cracked when he started to come down on the old people about driving. You know, that was because I'm 64 now, and he started talking about 60. You know, I don't know. He maybe when he reaches 60, he'll change his mind.
Well, you know, I said 65. I'm thinking between 60 and so. You got one more year.
You know why? You know why he says that? he wants there to be more handicap spots available so he can park. That's his
good
issue.
Theory.
My mother's thing ran out last November, so
it did. Yeah. You can't use that anymore.
Yeah, so you know, I mean, appreciate it though.
I think 65 is what you said. 75 was the age at which you would stop people from getting a license.
Yeah, 75, 80.
But 65, you would make them get tested every year?
Yeah, I'd have them do driving tests every year.
And you said there's free vans everywhere for older people?
Yeah, if you through their insurance. They got the things that'll come pick you up right up at your house to take you to the grocery. Where are old people going? Grocery store, McDonald's, and back home.
Curtis, 508 texter. The information that Curtis just gave is patently false.
Ooh.
Ed Markey in his office has nothing to do with this situation in South.
Well, my source is Adam Schefter, and he's never been wrong.
Didn't LB have an age on it, too? LB was in for
he was. Yeah. He was.
But how is Belichick going to drive to work, by the way? He's going to be 75 coaching the Patriots.
Every year. Once he's 75, he's going to have to figure out a ride to get there. But between now and then, every year or two, he's going to have to go take a road test.
And Biden can't drive anymore.
Is Larry the lawyer on the phone right now?
He didn't hang up from yesterday.
Larry.
That was really not nice.
That was not nice.
He gives the best advice.
I've been on hold for 24 hours, right? How you guys doing?
What's up? What are you calling about?
Larry.
I'm calling about a couple of things. Conversation you and I had yesterday about these COVID vaccine cards.
Well,
just wanted to touch base on that.
Yes.
The FBI issued alerts on 3/30/21 and basically stated that if you possess or you use these COVID cards that are not real, you are going to face criminal prosecution in all likelihood. And, you know, a lot of people, Greg, think, hey, I just get this card, I can flash it, no harm, no foul, my medical records are protected by HIPAA, there's no way they're going to get it, there's no way I can get caught.
Yeah.
But, like everything else, you have to know the consequences, so right? You don't want any of your listeners to go and do something like that and then end up in jail.
Well, we're talking about the guy who got arrested for making the counterfeit vaccine cards, but you're saying if people use... like they get a test result from somebody else, or if they get a counterfeit card and use it, then you go to jail for that.
Well, you could face actually up to 20 years in jail for this. And
wow.
I will say, there's at least 8 different crimes that this would violate.
Yeah.
From unauthorized use of a government seal through the State Department to fraud against the United States. Mail and wire fraud, identity theft of the city administering it, false statements to a government agency, and of course, generally fraud. And that's just the charge that you can be charged with in the United States.
All right.
If you go to one of these countries and you spread the virus, you're going to be in even bigger trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, what was the other thing you called about?
The Massachusetts Constitution. When you speak to this Boston City Council person...
Yes.
The Massachusetts Constitution actually 8 separate times references the right to pursue happiness as a citizen of the United States, as a citizen of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And obviously the Declaration of Independence talks about that too. Now, I talk about the Mass Constitution because the Declaration of Independence isn't necessarily a federal law.
Yeah.
But the Mass Constitution is. And, you know, I would say that having a party in your home and nothing else, you should never be subject to fines for that. That's something that should squarely be protected. Now, I understand that you have to balance that with, you know, privacy issues in terms of noise violations and disturbing the peace. But just simply having parties in your location that you have purchased or you have rented, I don't know if that's going to pass constitutional muster.
It's pretty outrageous when you think about it.
And like, you don't even have to open the door.
People are paying whatever they're paying, $3,600, $3,000 to rent or to own these places in Southie. And
they five or six, right?
You know, whatever the number is,
right.
and they can't have a party in their own home.
I wouldn't even listen to it.
It's ridiculous.
I wouldn't open the door.
No, but
for
it doesn't
the
matter.
Cops.
It doesn't matter whether you listen. They're gonna fine you $1,000.
Can't fine you. Can't do it. It's against the law.
Yeah.
Tell them, Larry, you can't fine somebody for having a party in your house.
They could fine you, Wiggy. I'm just saying that it may not be necessarily a legal fine, depending on the way they write this and the mm-hmm. way that they enforce it. You may have a defense to it. The state can do whatever they want. Doesn't mean it's right.
Right.
But they can try.
But then you could sue the state, right? You could then sue the state. For
somebody would have to sue and say it was unconstitutional.
Yeah, you could sue that.
Somebody probably would, I guess.
I would.
And of course, listen, you know, the fines are in that little sweet spot where it's going to cost the same amount of money to hire a lawyer as it's going to do to pay the fine.
That's why they
do
that.
If you lose with a lawyer, you're still going to pay the fine. So, you know, they're not, they know what they're doing.
Emotional distress. That's what I'm suing for.
Larry, a texter wants to know if the remnants from the Chinese rocket hit their home tomorrow, who would they sue?
China.
Okay. You can sue China. Okay, good luck on that.
Yeah, right.
Good luck on that. It's like good luck when Wiggy says he's not going to open the door when the police are banging it down. Good luck on that.
Nope.
Good luck on that. This is Carlos. Hello, Carlos.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Carlos?
You should ask city councilor about she want to come to the show while her husband building multifamily apartments and is in favor of tax fraud because the workers that work on their project not paying any taxes.
I have no idea what that is. I guess you'd have to share some information. Do you have any idea, Curtis?
I don't think we should
about?
Be. We have no idea if what he just said is true or not.
Yeah. Right. All right. Great. Who's screening calls today? Stanley Stiz Grimey?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Can we get Spaz back? And I never thought I would utter those words ever in my life.
Jeez.
I thought that was actually a city councilor because it said city. So Carlos.
I thought Stiz was Spaz's boss, though.
Yes, he is, which is alarming in itself. All right. I have Red Sox tickets to give away. So if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you will score tickets to see the Red Sox and the A's on Wednesday night at Fenway Park. So caller 9 right now, 617-931-0937, Red Sox A's at Fenway on Wednesday. And thanks to KM Hot Dogs, as long as there's KM, there's Summer, the official hot dog of the Boston Red Sox.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
It's time for Trending Now, and it's brought to you by Shaw's Just For You. And this week, Greg, Shaw's Just For You members can pick up select varieties of General Mills cereal, including Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Honey Nut Cheerios, just 97 cents per box. That's a deal. Activate the digital coupon. Limit 4 per customer, valid through Thursday, May the 13th. Jason McCourty is headed south to Miami, so Devin is here. Jason will be in the division playing for B-Flo at age 33. Big loss, Wiggy, or a good call by them not to bring him back?
I don't think it's a big loss. They got plenty of depth at that position.
But that, I guess, depends on Gilmore and whether he's
going to
be here.
I don't think Gilmore's going anywhere. I think he's here for this year. I think if they were going to trade him, why wouldn't you have traded him before the draft? Maybe he gets some good picks for him, some good assets. So, unless they think, because he's going to be a free agent next year, right? After this year,
yes.
So if he plays well, you get nothing for him.
And he got did he get an additional bump for this year? I know he got a bump for last year.
No,
did
I don't think so. I think he got an advance on his money. But
yeah.
So is that going to come up again as we get closer to the season? He wants a little extra in his paycheck.
Yep.
It might. So, but I don't think he's going anywhere.
By the way, the odds out at Bet Online for the Patriots. Will the Patriots make the playoffs? This may surprise you, Wiggy. Odds are that they will not right now.
Really?
If you bet yes, plus 125. Odds are in your favor. If you bet no, you got to bet 155 to win 100 for the no. Surprise you? Patriots not favored to make the playoffs.
No, it doesn't surprise me because what was the over and under for wins for them? Wasn't it at 9 Vegas set?
9.5.
9.5. So I think based off of last year, a lot of people are like, are they going to win another game or two? And then, Curtis, what did you say? It's going to be at least 10 wins to get you into the playoffs this year?
I think. I don't know. I mean, it's the first year with 17 games, but to feel comfortable, I think you have to
Yeah, I would probably agree with that.
They're middle of the pack. I mean, the order of odds goes Chiefs, Bucks, Ravens, Bills, Colts, Browns, Rams, Niners, Cowboys, Titans, Seahawks, Saints, Vikings, then the Patriots, in order of most likely to make the postseason.
And the odds this year with the Chiefs and the Bucks are very close, and then number three is way down. So the bettors are thinking it will be a rematch.
And the Bucks somehow ended up with the easiest schedule in the NFL. How did that happen?
Man, the Bucks are going to be good, man. They are going to. Curtis is going to be gloating a lot all year long, so get ready for it.
And Rob Gronkowski, we mentioned this earlier in the show, tells Greeny on ESPN he thinks Julian Edelman could play again, will play again when he's 100%, if that knee gets to 100%.
He said, give it a year. It might take a year, but Edelman will be back, and he'll be down there with the with he and Tom Brady.
He'll definitely be there.
Bruins a shutout win last night. The Rangers did not show up. Speaking of betting, Curtis was right on the money on that one. Goals from Bergeron, McAvoy, Jake DeBrusk gets on the board. Nice to see Jake score a goal. Carlo also 11-2-1 since the trade deadline. Three games left. Red Sox game, 4 hours and 13 minutes. The Red Sox did prevail 12-9. Seven unearned runs for Boston.
And the resident hockey analyst, now that Dale is no longer here, breaking news, Brandon Carlo, his fiance, is expecting.
Oh.
Now, in detail.
Did you get a whisper? Did you get a whisper on that?
I have a friend of a friend of a friend who knows.
He just got a text from Ed Markey.
Yep.
Curtis is plugged in.
Greg defending Ed Markey?
No, I'm not. So, would you miss a playoff game if you were having a baby and the baby was born? Would you take a final game or a first round game? Just a playoff game.
Yeah.
You would?
And well, in hockey, the question is, would you do it in football?
Yeah.
Could it be one and done? Yeah, I would do it.
Ken is like a hero because his wife gave birth to Maya right as the Patriots were coming back and beating the Falcons in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it took me a year to watch that game. Celtics-Bulls tonight at 7:30, the start of a final six-game stretch for your season. That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
I believe Julian truly heals up. I think he'll be back. I don't see why he wouldn't be back eventually in the future. Maybe a year or two away. Let me tell you, he's just a competitor. So if I say if he heals up 100%, feels good, I think he'll be back in the NFL.
That is Gronk on ESPN Radio yesterday saying that he believes that Julian Edelman, Foxborough forever, Julian Edelman will be back in the NFL.
Right.
And where would you guess he ends up?
Is that his opinion or is that opinion?
Well, I mean, do you think that he's been whispered to by Bubs Edelman?
Is that an opinion?
That is an informed opinion. I think there's been a little bit of a whisper in his ear.
You think so?
I mean,
I don't think so.
You think Gronk and Edelman still talk?
I think they send a text message here and there.
So you don't think their relationship is as tight?
I don't think that Julian has told him, "Hey, give me a year to recover, and I'm going to come down there and play for you guys." I just don't.
I know if I was Rob Gronkowski, right, and I was really good friends with Julian Edelman, and I played a long time with Julian Edelman because there are guys that I played with that I talked to, and I was still playing, and I kind of retired. I'd be like, "Jules, you really done, man?"
You know how many people who are Patriots fans Edelman would be dead to if he did that?
Now that is true.
Foxborough forever.
Why would Gronk say it?
What, Curtis? You think it's ridiculous that fans would hold him accountable on that?
There might be an immediate gut reaction or like guttural reaction that is enraged with Julian, but if you sit back and you evaluate what Edelman brought to this team as a seventh-round pick, in my opinion, a Hall of Famer, a guy that gave everything in a way that we have seen maybe one or two athletes in my lifetime in the city of Boston, and he did that year after year taking basically minimum deals year after year, winning Super Bowls while he's concussed, the greatest catch in the history of the NFL to help you with the greatest comeback in the history of sports. If he wants to play after being released by the Patriots, go.
All right, well, maybe he'll come back to the Patriots then.
He would have to offer them first.
Yeah, if he came back and played, it would have to be for the Patriots, or it would have to be like, I want to come back and play for the Patriots. Let it be known. And then if they said no, and then he went there down to Tampa, it's no issue. But if he just goes down to Tampa, there are people, and I think, Curtis, you might have put a poll up about this before. There are people.
I put a poll up about everything.
So. There are people that feel like Tom Brady has turned his back on New England fans.
Yeah.
I'm sitting next
Ken
to
is,
one.
Ken is one of them.
Right. So if there are people that do it with Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, the greatest New England Patriot ever, they would definitely turn their back at Julian Edelman.
You won't catch me dead living in the Northeast.
Well, there's a lot of people who are bitter about Gronk.
Oh, yeah, because Gronk kind of did what Julian would potentially do, where Gronk goes, I'm retired, I'm not playing no more, I can't take it. He went on some show, he cried about how he would never play, and then he came out of retirement only to play and be traded to the Tampa Bay Bucks to play
Go
with Brady.
But I think, Wiggy, I think we talked about this and we agreed at the time, which was that the Patriots fans were not mad at Gronk for retiring. They were mad at the sort of absolute joke of a offseason he had, where he kept teasing that, you know, people thought he was teasing a return and it would be Gronk Beach or it'd be CBD.
Right.
And that's what bothered them. I think there's a Patriots fans connect to Edelman in a way they don't to Gronk or Brady, because Edelman looks like one of us.
Right.
Edelman is a guy that came from nothing, built himself up, and I think there's a true relationship between he and the fans.
But just on your point about Gronk, how he kind of lied to us and teased us, people, I think, would feel the same way towards Edelman because of that videotape that Edelman put out, right?
I'm honored and so proud to be retiring a Patriot.
So I think that's where people would be upset.
Well, they would call him fraudulent, to use your word.
Right. The same way, Curtis brings up a good point, is how people feel like Gronkowski was fraudulent on how he went about it.
Okay. You can just call me Mr. Recovery.
Okay, but Gronk was not selling Foxborough Forever shirts. Okay,
right.
So if you're out there selling Foxborough Forever shirts,
you can't go
and
to
then
Tampa.
You cannot go to you can't go to the enemy.
Speaking of selling shirts, the Patriots are selling number one Mac Jones jerseys while Cam Newton's still on the roster.
Right, and you're right. He's selling Foxborough Forever. Knowing Julian, because he seems like he's a smart businessman, if he then went back to Tampa Bay, you don't think he's going to have some type of Tampa Bay reconnection shirt?
It is what it is, Bubby.
508 text, it says, are you guys high? J.E. is a businessman, and he doesn't give an S about the fans. I don't think that's true.
I think he does, so then why make that video?
Right. Why would he?
If just retire and go the way Gronk went.
This is Jeff from New Hampshire. Jeff, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning. First of all, just real quick, Greg, if I could, before I get to my point. Do you guys ever hear the commercials, you know, in between the segments? And have you heard the COVID ones where it talks, you know, it's all melancholy and talks about, you know, the new variants and, you know, all these things? I mean,
I talk about
just wanting to shut the radio off. It's so bad.
I try to listen to him, but Wiggy is always talking to me during the break. I can't hear anything other than what he's saying, but yeah.
I get you. So if I could on Edelman, I think he's not coming back for the simple fact of once your knee is bone on bone, it's bone on bone. He can't play. I mean, even before this, he had missed most of last year. He already said he wasn't going to be ready this year. I just don't know how long I don't think you can recover from bone on bone. I realize there's, you know, quote unquote treatments out there these days, but I just think he's, I think he's done. And I think that would really, like Curtis said, it's an attachment to Edelman more so than Gronk, and I just think I think it would be devastating if he went down there. So thanks.
Yeah. All right. See, so I think I'm spot on this one is going to piss people off if it happened, and maybe Gronk and Tom Brady they don't know. They may just be screwing with everybody. I don't think they know anything.
Don't. Wait a second. They were teammates for a number of years. They always talked about the great relationship that he had with Brady and going out to dinner and vacation and trips with him and his wife. The same with Gronk. You don't think that they still have conversations like that?
We know Julian didn't retire.
Right. Do you talk to Danielle?
Yes.
Okay.
All the time.
So if there was a report out there that somebody came out and go, or if you said, you know what? Who knows? Danielle gets healthy. You know, maybe there's not as many squirrels. She saved a lot of squirrels. If she happens to come back,
would you be pissed if Danielle said, I'm getting out of radio and I want to get up anymore in the morning. I want to do other things. And then suddenly she showed up on another radio station a month later.
I mean,
yes, of course you would.
No, I
would. If she was selling WEEI Forever t-shirts.
Right.
You'd be pissed.
And that's what I think. And the reason why Edelman hasn't gone on any shows, because I think he looks at it and he doesn't want to get caught in the Gronk where he goes on and says, no, I'm not coming back. And then he comes back and plays.
Physically anyway. I don't know why Gronk is saying this, because it's bone on bone. I don't think he can do it. I don't think he's going to be able to come back.
So why would Gronk just out of nowhere say this?
Because he wants to play around with everybody, because he's got nothing else to say. I don't know. You think Julian is really telling him, if I'm okay in a year, I'm going to come back and I'm going to come down there?
I mean, you can hear it from Brady and right. Gronk. I mean, I don't think that they would do that just out of thin air.
Right. Maybe. I'm with you on that one. They, like I told you, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire.
This is Ed from Maine, my adopted home continent, where we will be in 2 weeks for the cornhole tournament. What's up, Ed?
Come on up this weekend. The weather's beautiful. There is no way Edelman is not going to play for Tampa. His love is not for Foxborough. It's not for Bill. It's for Tom. And once he gets a little older, gets down there, that he's going to feel good on that knee. I mean, there's no question. He's going in a second. And you can't tell me Gronk, and he hasn't had a couple beers with Gronk, and like, hey, dude, if I can get down there, I'm down there in a second. So, and Belichick doesn't want a 30-something-year-old bad knee wide out. There's no question. He doesn't want him.
Well,
he's going to go down there, throw the big giant middle finger up, and play a little football at Tampa.
Listen, if he does that, he better never cross the border into New England ever again, because the guy's going to have a
bounty. Who cares? He's not going to. He's going to be spending Christmas on Brady's yacht out on the freaking beautiful Bay of Tampa.
Appreciate
the message, bro.
It's going to be a disaster.
And I think that's a big part of why he won't come on here. Because remember when Gronk was on here?
Yeah.
And Gronk goes, yeah, I'm done. I'm never going to play. That's it. This is it. This is it.
Yeah.
Now you always have the audio to play of Gronk going, I'm done. And then he comes back and now, you know, he loves Tampa. He's signed with them again. It looks like this guy's going to play another 3 years. Edelman doesn't want to do that because he knows if he does come back, he's always going to have that audio.
So why do you take the NFL? I love you, too. Why do you take the NFL Network job, then?
Didn't Gronk take the Fox job?
Yeah.
And
Gronk wasn't good. So maybe if Edelman's not good on TV, then he ends up coming back.
Does Edelman strike you as a guy that likes being away from the action?
No, not at all.
Jason Witten was in the booth.
And he's doing this thing on Paramount Plus. It's not NFL Network. It's like a one-day-a-week show with Ray Lewis.
All right. Well, that's what Gronk said yesterday on ESPN. Right now, joining us on the Harbor One hotline, it is Boston City Councilor Nisa Asaibi George. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Thanks for coming on this morning.
Oh, happy to be here. Thanks for the time to talk, and always love to hear Jermaine Wiggins' voice on air.
Well, he's a East Boston guy.
That's it. Yeah.
And you taught in East Boston, correct?
I did. I taught in East Boston at the high school.
Yeah. See? So listen, a lot of talk the last couple days about the city council debating whether these parties in South Boston and whether or not there ought to be $1,000 fine if you're having a party in your own home in Southie. $2,000 fine the second time, $3,000 the third time, and then I think the fourth time you're shot into space in some kind of a rocket. Where do you stand on this, City Council?
Well, I look forward to having the hearing for sure, but the parties are starting to get a little bit wild over there, and they're not just in people's homes. These are in yards and back porches.
Okay, they own the yard and the porch. I mean, why does it matter where it is?
Well, because it's impacting the people directly around them, and it's getting a little wild over there. Take a ride through, and it's not just 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night. These are parties that are going on until the wee hours of the morning, And they're, you know, it's something that we've got to respond to. It's something that we've got to act on, and taking a look at the fines and making sure that our neighbors are being good neighbors. And when we think about some of our older residents in particular, there was a community meeting maybe 2 weeks ago, and we had one neighbor that's going through cancer treatment, one neighbor, you know, elderly neighbors, that this is really impacting their lives. And, you know, I don't want to be big brother, but if people can't be responsible and mindful and thoughtful, then sometimes government's got to step in.
Do you think sometimes the fines, though, are a little bit excessive? And then I would ask, like, what's the crime like in the neighborhood? Shouldn't that be the main focus of, you know, crime and the drugs that maybe might be issues in some of these inner city neighborhoods, the focus rather than maybe fining people for having parties?
Well, the fine piece is an administrative piece, mm-hmm. and it's not taking, you know, if we're thinking about public safety and we want to keep neighborhoods safe from other incidents, the fine makes sure that police officers can do the work of policing, and this is an administrative task, an administrative role.
Well, where are people supposed to go? People who need social interaction.
That's one of the problems is, you know, we sort of created a little bit of this mess
last year
when we were really restrictive on how late establishments could stay open.
So are you in favor of things opening up before August 22nd in the city of Boston?
I am very much in support of reopening Boston. Oh. I think we've got to get Boston back to business soon as possible.
So why is it in your mind that the governor, he selects August 1st, which in my mind is going to be damaging to the economy in a giant way anyway. And then the mayor says 3 weeks later for the city of Boston. Why?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why. You know, I think that the timeline put forth by the governor is safe, and it's safe for Boston, and we should adhere to that state guideline. And if you also listen to the governor, there's room to adjust that earlier as we see, you know, the infection rates, the hospitalization rates going down, our vaccination rates are going up, our residents are still getting tested, although I'd like to see them continue to get tested at a higher rate. But we're, you know, at this point, we're kicking the can down the road by this delay after delay after delay. We've got folks that are struggling, small businesses that are suffering, and you know, we find ourselves sitting on the sidelines here in Boston as we continue to have these delays, watching and waiting for Boston to reopen. If the experts say, and we want to follow the science, and we want to follow what the CDC is saying, if they're saying it's fine to open, I'm good with reopening.
Now,
so why can't the city council step in and say we're opening?
Well, because we don't have a city council that has all the power. The power lies in the mayor's office. And, you know, it's part of why I'm running for mayor. I think that I'm the right leader for this time, not only because of my years of service in the classroom, but I, too, own a small business. And I feel the pain of small business owners across our city. In fact, I've spent the last few months in particular, but certainly over my 6 years on the city council, working with small business owners to understand the challenges that they had before COVID and what COVID has done to them, especially over this last year. And COVID is one piece of it. And then we think about the restrictions and some of the very too strict and overbearing restrictions that have been placed on small businesses over this last year. We have work to do to help them come back, and delaying reopening is a problem.
Now, one of the things you said that was kind of interesting is that you are for reopening. And I think with a lot of young adults that live in the city, I think the one thing would you be in favor for, because this also leads to house party, is Boston being open later, last call not being at 1:30 a.m., because that leads to also people saying, hey, I don't have nowhere to go. Let's go back to the house or an after hours place and continue this. So would you be in favor for maybe pushing that back to, say, 3 a.m.? I know that they asked Marty Walsh when he was mayor about maybe pushing things back. Is that something that you would be in favor for?
So I would certainly explore it. But let me tell you this. I'm the mother of four teenagers. Mm-hmm. 1:30, 2 o'clock, go home and go to bed. Like, that's getting late. But I'd also say that, you know, when we think about Boston and we think about our neighborhoods, our businesses are in our neighborhoods. And we've got dense residential areas across our city, we've got to be very mindful of the impact of a later closing hour on our residents, on our neighbors. That's got to be part of the calculus when we look at that. And I'm open to looking at it, but it's got to be thoughtful.
So when people are having parties in other neighborhoods in the city that are disturbing other people, are they going to be fined $1,000? Why is it just South Boston?
Oh, no, I think this is going to look at the city as a whole. We have a particular problem today in South Boston, but we see this in Dorchester. We see this in Mattapan. We see this, you know, it is across our city. But there seems to be a greater occurrence of this happening in South Boston, and it was brought to the body from the district councilor from South Boston. So that may be why there's sort of a spin on the Southie thing, but this is an issue that we'll look at across the city.
Are there other things that people do in their homes, in their own homes that they own, that may disturb their neighbors that you could see people being fined for? I mean, it just seems rather unconstitutional, rather we had Larry the lawyer on earlier, and he's talking about how there are 8 different references to the pursuit of happiness in the state's constitution. Aren't you allowed to pursue happiness in your home by having a party?
Yes, of course you are, as long as it doesn't disturb my pursuit of happiness if I live next door to you.
How do you do that? As somebody who grew up in East Boston, and
I grew up in Dorchester. Right, I'm a Dorchester girl. I taught in East.
Right, right. So how do you police whether it's parties or people just staying up late to play, you know, a game of poker with, you know, 5 guys that show up? Because you're living on top of each other, and in those apartments, the noise travels relatively easy. So how do you then determine who's getting fined versus for a party versus just somebody having a get-together that might be too loud for somebody who lives upstairs or downstairs?
So the problem is here, that the get-together, the group of guys playing a game of cards, is not interrupting people 3 doors down. We're talking about mega house parties with mm-hmm. 20, 30, 40 people showing up mm-hmm. and up till all hours. And you can hear the noise through the neighborhood, where some of our neighbors, when they're calling and complaining and sharing these stories, they can't tell you which house it's coming from, but it's so loud. It's like, you know, you hear the concert down the street. That's a problem. Guys playing cards at the table, that's not a problem.
Well, Anissa, you sound very reasonable. I'm sorry you came out with these Neanderthals. If you want me to hang out,
be a reasonable person.
I can hand out pamphlets if you want.
I love it. I love it. I'll sign you up.
Nice.
Well, listen, I got to tell you something. I would be in favor of a mayor. You're running. I would be in favor of somebody who believes that this city, to make this city wait, the businesses to wait until August 22nd, I don't think they're going to be able to get there, some of them.
I absolutely agree with you.
It's an absolute disaster, and there's no reason, there's no scientific reason why these places can't be opened right this moment.
I agree with you, and our businesses have been practicing safety procedures for over a year now. I trust them to keep at it, and I trust our residents to weigh the risks and to be considerate of others and to safely patronize our small businesses. They've demonstrated an ability to do this, and where they haven't, they've been cited, and residents can make a choice whether or not to go into that restaurant, into that bar, into that retailer.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I feel like, you know, those parties at Eastie down at Jeffrey's Point when I was a kid, they made me the man I am today. I learned a lot of lessons down there.
Okay, we need to close those immediately.
Well, I learned a lot of lessons.
Shut them down. Triple those fines.
So you're going to listen to the debate on this, and then are you leaning toward, like, yes, that there should be a $1,000 fine for disturbing the peace?
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but yes, I'm leaning towards that.
Wow.
But hey, listen.
For like 20 or 30
you
people.
You want to play? Sometimes you got to pay.
But for like 20 or 30 people at a house in Southie, $1,000 fine.
Oh, I mean, but we've seen, you know, over the years, the unfortunate incidents where decks have collapsed. We've seen unfortunate, you know, this. We do have to make sure that we're managing some of this and the impact on our neighbors. And I know you want to have a good laugh about it, but the impact is real.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad that you came on this morning. Right. I invite you on the program at any time. And as we get closer to the election, we'll reach out if it's okay with you, and we'll have you on as much as we can.
No, I love it. And I appreciate all that you've been doing around supporting our restaurants, around, you know, supporting our communities. And I'm a hockey mother. And what you've done for AJ, just really great stuff. And I'm grateful for all that you do.
Well, honestly, I would hope that you could just as loudly and as politely as you can ask this mayor, when it comes to restaurants, other businesses that have been shut down, hotels, if you could just ask her to please allow these people to try to save their businesses by opening mm-hmm. them up sooner than August 22nd. It would go a long way.
We're working on it. Thanks. Have a great day, everybody.
All right.
See you later.
Okay. So, you okay with that?
I mean, honestly, there was a about 100 yards from my condo is mm-hmm. there was a roof collapse like 4 years ago with this huge St. Patrick's Day weekend. They had like 30 people on the roof deck.
Oh, Mr. Hardo. Now he's talking about roofs collapsing.
Well, you live in South. I mean, you always talk about you live in Southie, Curtis. Is it that bad?
It has been.
You're a resident out there.
So, I live in a nice part of Southie that's pretty quiet.
Okay.
But it has been the people that moved in. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the rates have gone down, but it's like it's every weekend. It is the party central.
Well, yeah, because
I gotta get out to Southie before they shut all these cool parties
down.
You
better go right after the show today.
I mean, it is. I'm just being honest. I think it's absurd to find people.
I've been looking for a good house party to go to.
I don't ever get invited to them, but I hear them.
Just show up. You don't have to be invited.
Hey guys, you hear me with Ken this morning? Can I come upstairs?
No, you just act like you're supposed to be there.
I don't ever look like I belong.
Maybe when you know how Ken wants to celebrate his vaccine day?
Yes.
Maybe we'll go to a party in Southie.
Beautiful. Yeah. I'm in. May 15th.
Oh, you're in now.
The Ides
now
of May.
Now it's okay.
Well, I'm vaccinated.
And Greg, I got an anonymous tip during that interview that the neighbors of yours at NEMA have sent multiple complaints because of your groaning while on the freaking Peloton.
That's not groaning. That's exertion, Curtis.
Yeah, you can't have a house party in a building like Greg lives.
Stanley, make this easier.
I'm actually groaning trying to get on the thing with the stupid Peloton shoes. Never mind the actual ride. What was that? Wait,
I said you can't have a party in a building like you live in, a house party.
No,
it won't work.
But again, this very nice woman,
right?
But 20 people at a place in Southie that you own is egregious.
I mean,
people have had parties in their homes or in their condos or in their apartments since the dawn of time, and if it's loud past a certain period of time, that like 11 p.m. whatever, 10 p.m. whatever it is, the police come and they say, hey, you got to turn it down. That's the way it's always worked.
Right
now, it doesn't matter what time it is.
Right.
You're not allowed to have a certain number of people in your home or you're going to get a $1,000 fine. It doesn't seem very American to me. Sorry.
Yeah.
You can text in all you want and say I'm irresponsible. And people need social interaction is wildly important to the mental well-being of people.
That's what's wrong with these kids today. I told you, you know how many lessons I've learned from house parties growing up in East Boston,
like
whether it was a point
one.
Just to how to interact with other people, right? In a situation that maybe some people are a little bit hostile in how to interact, you know?
I've seen all Wiki, I love you, and I think this is absurd, but I see these parties, there's not a lot of life lessons going on.
I'm telling you, man, there are some good life lessons you learn from a house party. You know what? Maybe I should just walk home. That's what I should do.
It's a good life lesson to learn.
Yeah, you know what?
You know, unless it's February, but
maybe I shouldn't say something to that girl over there when I know her boyfriend in the corner is, you know, he can throw them hands. Like, there's lessons that you learn in life. Don't think we grew up on house parties. And Anissa, she said she grew up in Dorchester. I know my first Jamaican party was in Dorchester.
Here's a 617 text that says it's not the amount of people, it's the noise, you idiot. No, she just said it was the amount. She just said it was the amount of people.
Decks collapsing. Curtis is witness to it.
Decks collapse. Is there an epidemic of decks collapsing
in the
city?
I've
yet to see the story.
I mean, it happened. I don't want to.
It did happen.
I told you, mate. Get a good DJ.
Okay, maybe we should ban decks.
Ooh, good point.
There's got to be a limit on how many people can go on a deck.
Yeah.
How do we know it's 20?
Oh, geez, big government in there.
Well, that's what she said. Sometimes you need government to step in.
Oh, I just saw this book, Life Lessons at Block Parties. This is going to be a great read.
You know how many life lessons you learn at a good block party?
I've never been invited to one, so I can't answer
you. Just go. If you live on the block, you ain't got to get invited.
Hey, Wallace.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Wallace?
What's going on? Guys, I mean, is she crazy? Like, she's what the fuck people, but what about the people that actually are paying the rent at these places? Though they're having a party, aren't they just as important as the old people trying to be quiet? Like, if you're people that are paying $5,000 and $3,000 there, aren't they just as important as the little old lady trying to sleep?
Yes.
I agree with you on that.
I would think so.
Right. I pay the same amount of rent as you. I can't help that you go to bed at 8 o'clock.
Hello, Todd.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, a quick question before I get to the whole interview you just did. Is Bill Gates really sleeping on Spaz's couch during her divorce? But Greg, man, did you miss one here.
Yes.
This has nothing to do with noise. It's all the COVID creeps out there who don't like parties. And you never even brought that up. The people calling and complaining are the same ones who lit up the 311 line.
Yeah, I mean, do you think so? I mean, do you think it's all COVID, bros? Is that what it is? Is it people who don't want other people having fun?
I think a part of it is that it's the, you know, not saying Curtis is one of those people, but I didn't get invited to my neighbor's house party. You know what I'm going to do to ruin it? I'm going to call the cops. And I think that's...
No, I plant some drugs. And
No, I'm not saying you do that, but you know, like some people don't
What are you, mayor of Easttown?
Some people don't get invited, Curtis, and what they do is they get upset and they look at that other person's life, how, you know, oh man, they're living such a good life. I want them to be miserable like me, so I'm going to call, you know, you've heard that misery love company type of thing.
Right. And last week, and I brought a whole pizza, thinking it would get me in. I walked in the door, they took the pizza and kicked me out.
No, you got to just act like you belong, Curtis. Just be, hey, Billy, what's up, mate?
Walking. Are there, like, people walking around Southie every Saturday and Sunday and warning that the deck might collapse?
Right. Decks collapse. It's the first I ever heard of deck collapsing.
Can I get a little Jamaican Wiggy from his first party?
I tell you, that was my first Jamaican house party. I might have been like 15 or 16. Mm-hmm. Was in Dorchester and was like all reggae. It was all reggae. It was at this Jamaican kid's house.
Little jerk chicken.
It was spectacular.
Yeah, spectacular. I do love.
There was no furniture.
I do love
the
jerk
house.
Chicken.
I think Ken was trying to get the Jamaican accent. The
oh yeah, man! My first Jamaican house party.
I do love ganja.
Play some of that Buju Bantan. Me bam tequila.
Yes. Emily or Emil? Which is it? Emil?
It's actually Emil.
Hey, what's going on?
Actually, Wiggy, yo. You're exactly right. It's a shortened version of Emilio, and it's the Americanized version, Emil. I wanted to support Wiggy because everybody's making fun. Like, somehow you really learn how to communicate with people by staying at home in front of screens. It's getting out into a social environment absolutely helps everyone. It makes you feel good. You're communicating with other people in a social environment. And the bigger picture is obviously what they're trying to do, which is they're using the circumstance to control who you can be with, how you can be with them. And we should all be concerned about that. It's not about, you know, aluminum foil helmet conspiracy theorists. We're seeing it all transpire in front of us where they're using this to limit our freedoms and our ability in the most basic sense to assemble.
Well, yeah, that's why, for instance, you have to buy food mm-hmm. if you're getting a drink for the last 14 months
right.
because they don't want people
exactly.
drinking. What they really don't want is they don't want people drinking. That's their issue. That's what they want. They want to control that.
Right.
So there's no science involved in why you sit down at a place in order to have a drink and you have to order an entree. There's that zero science with that. That doesn't prevent COVID, much like the fact that when they had everything shut down at 9:30 p.m., It wasn't because COVID only came out at 9:30 p.m.
And you can't have you table hopping in a restaurant.
Yeah, this, yes.
Well, and one correction, though, Greg. They do want you drinking because they get all that tax money. The liquor stores have been absolutely thriving during this whole thing.
Yeah, well, you don't have to buy food when you're going to buy alcohol at a liquor store.
Right, literally next to all these places.
You restaurant.
You can just go right into it.
Well, I mean, they should listen. It's not rocket science or falling Chinese rocket science.
Right.
If people have no place to go to socialize with other people, they're going to do it in their homes, which, by the way, they pay for, they own, they're on American soil. They ought to be able to have a party without getting fined.
And when last call is at 1:30 a.m., what do you think is going to happen when people go, geez, it's only 1:30 in the morning. We already got to shut down. Let's go back.
That's when the decks collapse.
Let's go back to my house. That's why it should be pushed back. New York City does it. 3 a.m. last call. That's what, you know, every Miami, New York, Atlanta, Houston.
Mm-hmm.
It should be 3 a.m. And now you don't have to worry about people having house parties. Well, by the time they get home, they're just ready to pass out.
That's the next thing we have to worry about is the deck collapse pandemic. It's going to be happening all over the city. All right. We'll be right back.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Don't jump up to this nonstop turn on Christmas. Out of his mercy. What's the deal, McGuire? Here, Mojimantanala.
Oh, yeah, man. My first Jamaican house party. Play some of that Buju Bantan. Me bounty killer. Give me a Jamaican beef patty and a redneck lemonade. Hey, Daniela, pick me up on a cup of gold. And some custom oil. I need a lotion up.
Can't let me in. Wiggy.
Man, I love reggae music, especially dancehall reggae.
Really? What's dancehall reggae?
This is dancehall reggae. This is like more upbeat, more of like the club type of reggae that dancehall is versus reggae, which is more of like Bob Marley, you know, Damon Jr. Gang, where it's like you're singing. You know, more of the singing melody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That makes
sheriff,
sense.
But I did not shoot the deputy. That's like reggae. The dance hall is this year. Then I walk like a champion, talk like a champion.
Can we go home and just let Wiggy
man,
take care
it's
of the
reggae,
final
man.
Hour?
I'm telling you, just how you say, let it breathe.
Well, I
how
mean,
you say, let it breathe?
I feel, honestly, when it comes to the text line, there's some people who are way too angry for a Friday, like
really?
on the house party issue. Like they're losing it over the fact that somebody is suggesting that you could do in your own home what you want to do. And they're suggesting also that I am only putting callers on who agree with us.
Well, that's true.
On house parties. That is not the case whatsoever. This is Matt. Matt, hello?
Hey, morning, Wiggy. You know, it's not an easy road, man, right?
What's up?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm down here in Rhode Island. I mean, I thought the interview was really good. She really had a realistic approach to both sides of what you guys are talking about. One, the house parties, and two, getting businesses up and running. You know, there is a differential between, you know, a small get-together and a banging party at 3 in the morning. I mean, it's Wiggy, I know what you're saying, but mm-hmm. It's not 1995 anymore, you know? Like, these house parties are a little, you know, it's a different strain. So if they pass, you know, whatever they got to do, it's going to be up to the cops to make a decision on, you know, what kind of party it is. But it is a slippery slope. But anyway, guys, have a good weekend.
But thanks. Isn't that what they've always done when it comes to a house party in Southie? I mean, haven't the police always decided what they're going to do? If they go there and there's 100 people there, then they shut it down. If they turn the music
is there
down?
A limit to the amount of people or how loud you can have your music up? Is there like a law that says
you're only allowed to have 10 people in your home right now, I believe, correct?
Yeah, my patio, we have 3 different decibel readers, so I can know instantly when a house is too loud. I just call 911.
Did you tear down the deck and put the patio up because of a fear of collapse of the deck?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't go on anything above 10 feet above the ground.
This is Frank. Hello, Frank.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up?
Just want to say that it's a little bit draconian and a little bit communist to be facing a $1,000 fine for socializing and expanding your culture. I mean, I've partied with, you know, all sorts of people, not enough Jamaicans, Wiggy.
Yep.
Sierra Leone, Dominicana.
Yep.
I've experienced different celebrations and food and parties, and to face a $1,000 fine is absolutely ridiculous.
And Frank's right. You're 100% right. I remember my first Spanish party was in Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never, like, went to a Spanish house party. And I learned a lot, like, you know, and he's right. You learn a lot of different cultures, a lot of different things going on. And there's a lot of life lessons that I know Curtis China wants to find out what some of those lessons are. But one, it's summertime, man. I'm going to take you to a good house party.
I can't wait. I'll be the DD.
This is tyranny. This is communism.
You're going to take Curtis to a house party?
Wait, yeah, we got to find a good one, a good block party. They do them in the summer, DJ and everything.
I feel like that might be a risk of relapse, Curtis.
Oh, I mean,
no.
You drive Wiggy there.
As long as there's Mambo Number 5 blaring, I'm good.
Well, let people know. I mean, there's a lot of people that are recovering. You know, everybody who goes to a party, you know, my best friend, you know, doesn't drink. So
I'll just hang out with Criminal.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Morning, guys. Happy Friday.
What's up?
Curtis will be like that guy in that movie Can't Hardly Wait, like the nerd that nobody talks to in school, and then he shows up to the house party and he sings Paradise City like an animal and everyone loves him.
By the way, Can't Hardly Wait, the scene when that guy is in the hot tub is maybe one of the funniest things of all time.
Absolutely is.
Yes, sir. So this whole thing, I'm just so saddened for so many people on a regular basis. It just seems like so many people live such a sad and miserable life, and I don't know what happened. Do you remember when Southie used to be like a tough neighborhood full of tough people?
Yes.
And if you had an issue, you took it up with your neighbor and said, hey, cut the BS.
Yes.
You know, I've had enough, you know, and people would actually respect one another and actually listen to one another. But now all we have is these whiny little crybabies. Oh, there's a party down the street. They're making too much noise. Oh, I've got to call the cops. You know what? Why don't you just do what a normal person would do and just, hey, you mind keeping it down a little bit? And then if they don't listen, then you can call the cops.
Yeah. Right.
But in the middle of the day or at 8 o'clock at night on a Friday, oh, we're going to fine people because they're congregating because we won't let them do it anywhere else? Are you kidding me? Southie has become the biggest bunch of, no offense, Curtis, of pee bags compared to what it used to be. It's a shame.
Yeah.
They're all Curtises. I mean, that's what they all came from Dover, and Curtis doesn't.
Curtis is the tough one.
We're in trouble if that's the case. I'm the third toughest person in my house.
But Curtis, if somebody's having a party, are you in your own contained place in Southie?
It is a very large building with three different entrances. Each entrance has 6 units.
Okay. If somebody's having a party, is your first thought going to be calling the cops?
No. If they're having a party, it's a beautiful day.
Right.
And you know what? There's no better place to be in the city of Boston on a beautiful day than in South Boston. You go down to the beach, you have a great day, and you relax. It's perfect. The people calling, but they also should be mad. The people that are mad about these younger kids that have moved in need to be mad at their neighbors who sold their condos to them because they all cashed out and left Southie.
But don't you learn, like, when living in Southie and neighborhoods like that, like, you learn to live with the noise that comes with living in the city?
Yes.
Isn't that, like, part of it?
Yes, you know going into it that you're living in an apartment building where other people are going, or a condo, where there's other people around.
Right. Can I go back and get, you know, back money for having to listen to airplanes all night long living in East Boston?
Speaking of whining, are we going to talk about the Astros?
Oh, my God. We got to get to that at some point.
Okay. We'll get to that coming up. This is David from Waltham. What's up, David?
Good morning. Good morning, fine people.
What's happening, David?
But I think you know what? I think we all need to be clear on the one thing. I'm not sure it's the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. Life, liberty, it's just the pursuit of happiness, man. You got life. You got liberty. You've got to pursue happiness. And people don't understand that. A lot of people just want to sit around and do nothing. I'm like Edwin Moses, man. I'm chasing that happiness down. I'm pursuing it. I'm chasing it. I'm running it down. But for people to sit and do nothing and complain, you got to, you know what I mean? It's life, liberty, and the
pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, you got to chase down a new phone first.
We We got to take a quick break, but we'll get to the Astros and what they are whining about coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.